Okay, today's daf is daf Ayin Gimel. We got to the last two lines of Ayin Beis. And in Beis, the Gemara quotes a Braisa Tanur Rabbanon. Hamolich chavila mimakum lamakum. The person's bringing a chavila of some sort, some bundle of some merchandise from one place to the next place. And Rashi says in the bottom here, makum lamakum means mimakum hazul lamakum hayukar. A place where it's very cheap to a place where it's more expensive. So let's say from Widmir, where it's sold for a certain price, but you bring it to the city where it's going to be much more expensive. So he's traveling, bring his merchandise to a more expensive place. And then Matsu Chaveiro, along the way, finds a friend. Amarlo, the friend says to him, Tinuli, give me the merchandise. And Rashi says, Va'olichena, I will bring it over to the city. Let me use the money until I get to that, until a certain time. Let me use all those money. Vani, back to the Gemara now, Vani, alalacha, kederach shemalan lecha bosa makam. And I'm going to pay you back whatever it costs in the city. That's the amount of money I'll return to you. So now, in essence, what he's doing is he's taking the merchandise now to borrow, which is a certain price in Woodmere. Let's say it's only $10. And then he promises to pay him back the worth of the city, $15. That's what he says. So it's in essence, it sounds like ribbis. He's returning more than he borrowed. So the Gemara says on the top of Ayin Gimel, Birshus mocher mutter. If Rashi says, Im kibalav mocher achrayas aderech, if the seller says, it's still my merchandise until you actually sell, until you bring it to the city, so it's not viewed as a loan, that's all permitted. But if it's birshus lokeach, then it's aser. If the lokeach says, listen, I'll take responsibility on it right now, which is right now in the city in Woodmere, it's only $10, and then he goes to the city and returns back $15, then that would be violation of ribbis. Now the Gemara says, Hamolich peiros mimakum lamakum, same idea. Person's transporting fruit from one place, a place where it's sold cheaper, to a more expensive area. Matu chaveiro, a friend finds him along the way. V'amarlo says to him, Tinim li, give it to me. V'ani alecha alecha peiros, I'm going to bring you peiros sheyesh labosamakum. I'll give you, return back to you fruit that are the more expensive from the city. So the halach is, im yesh la peiros bosamakum mutter. If there are readily accessible fruit in the city, so that's okay. And if there are not, it's aser. So Rashi explains, we've seen this before a few times. Yeshlo sham mutter. If there are fruit in the city, this is all permitted to do this. The mehashta okmine brishuse. Right now, it's considered in his rishus. The afa gavdulo mashach, even though he didn't do a maisa mashiach yet. We said if you borrow a certain amount of merchandise and you return that same amount, even though later on it might be more in value, that's not considered ribbis ksutah. It's not a ribbis deraisa. It's only avik ribbis derabanan. Again, to return an item which is more expensive is only an isim derabanan. The chiyeshla lo gazer. But if that item is readily available right now, and theoretically I could give it to you right now, exchange it at the current market value, so then, that would not be an iser of avig ribbis. This too would be permitted. So then the Gemara quotes a brisa, chamarim mal b'makom hayukar ki b'makom hazul. So the various donkey riders would be male in a expensive area. They would be willing to sell certain items the price that's found in a cheaper area. So even though in the city, they're willing to sell only for $10, there wouldn't be a price of selling for $10 in an expensive area where otherwise would have went for $15. Ve'ein choshen, and they're not concerned. What's going on here? So look at Rashi, achamarim malin b'mokum hayukar ki b'mokum hazul, that they're selling things in the more expensive place in the city, but they're charging the prices of the mokum zul, of the wooden mere prices. Ve'ein choshen, hachamarim hamishtakrin, the mechamarim who are making money, b'tvua, umivin mimakum hazul amakum hayukar. Now they're bringing the cheaper, the merchandise from Woodmere, they're bringing it to the city to sell. Mutter lahem likach mals mi baile habatim. They're allowed to take money from the baalbatim, ashirim, from wealthy baalbatim, bimakum hayukar, in the expensive area. They could take money from the people living in the city. Amanas litin lahem lizman ploni haperos kishar makum hazul. So they could take a lot of money now and say, don't worry, I'll guarantee you the lower price from Woodmere. Vein choshishin, we're not concerned, sheye ribis schar hamtanas maus. Maybe it's going to be schar hamtanas, he's losing some money. Why? Because right now I'm in the city, so I could sell him the item for much more money now. Now by me selling the lower prices in Woodmere, I'm losing money here. So in essence, now he gave me all the money up front, the ashirim, gave me all this money, and now I'm borrowing the money from him and returning him. I'm losing out on the sale price. I'm lowering my sale price. I'm losing some money out here. So maybe that should be viewed as ribbis, since I'm losing money on having the having to use this loan, being able to use this loan for extra time. So that perhaps should be ribbis. Again, I'm charging a lower price, it means I'm losing money. That should be viewed as ribbis for borrowing the money. So Gemara says, we're not choshish in this scenario of there being ribbis. Why not? My time, the Gemara says. So Gemara asks, my time, Rav Papa Amar, Nicha Lehu, Di Megalile, Tara. And Rav Acha, Bred, Rav Ika Amar, Nicha Lehu, Di Mosley, Gavayu. What's going on? To look at the Rashi here. Rashi says, my time, Rav Papa Amar, Nicha Lehu, Di Megalile, Tara. So through this guy holding the money, he's representing these wealthy people from the city. And they know the wealthy people from the city. So everyone in Woodmere knows all the wealthy people in the city. So now when they sell the price, so now I'm representing the people from the city. So I go to the guy in Woodmere. I want to get the cheaper price for them. So now since he knows me, he's going to give me, let me take out on credit. So let me take on credit, which is a big, big advantage for me. So me representing being the agent of these Ashirim is beneficial for me. I'm willing to take that loss because the cheaper price I'm giving them is not really for my for the Hamtanos Malos, for having the loan that they gave me. It's really because now I'm having an advantage. When I buy the money, the merchandise from the store owners in Woodmere, they're letting me buy the merchandise on credit. They trust me, since I'm representing these wealthy people. That's the benefit. That's the benefit I'm getting, that he's willing to give it a lower price. That's according to Rav Papa. Now, the other reason of the Gemara, which is Rav Acha, he says, the Mosli Gavayu, says Rashi, B'nei Makom Hazul, Kishashomim Shein Elu Mishtakrim Ba, Mosli Gavayu, Kedei Shelo Yimshichu Yudeim Lehar Giletzlem. No, he's going to give me a better price. What's going to happen is I'm coming from the city, buying a lot of merchandise, representing the people in the city. Because they rather, you know, even though they're wealthy in the city, they rather have a lower price also. So now this guy sees that I'm not making any money. I'm just coming as their agent. I'm not making any money. And he says, wait a second, I'm not offering any more money, any cheaper price than the other store. Maybe if I lower the price for him, he's going to continue to come to me and be loyal and patronize my store. So for that reason, he's going to give a lower price. So then, from the perspective of me, the agent, this agent, the chamarim, I'm going from city to city, so I'm willing to sell at the lower price because I'm actually getting a hana here, because he, in the end of the day, he's going to give me a cheaper price when I actually buy the merchandise from him. So is the issue because of the credit line he's offering me, or is the hana I'm getting is he's going to lower the actual price? That's the two opinions why the chamarim are willing to get it at the lower price, and it's not viewed as ribbis. So the Gemara wants to know, my b'nai, what's the nafkamina between these two different reasons? Ikebenayu Tagra Chadasa, a new merchant, there's a new guy who opens up a store in Woodmere, so is he going to give me, is there going to be an isser of borrowing the money, selling at a lower price? So what's the nafkamina? So Rashi explains here, it's around 15 narrow lines up. Tagra Yedehem, Tagar Sheino Nikar Dayan. It's a new merchant, doesn't recognize me yet. I'm the donkey rider representing the Ashirim from the city. The man Damar de Megalu Luhu Tara Ika. The one who thinks that he's going to extend me a credit line, that's still going to be the case. But Leman Damar Demosi Gavayo Leka, but the one who thinks he's going to cheapen the price, that's not the case. So it's hard to really fit this in so much, but it sounds like he's more willing to give me a credit line. Since I'm representing these chashiv people, everyone knows the Ashirim are, so he's willing to grant me that credit line. But ready to take a loss and to give a seller a lower price, that he's not willing to do just yet because he doesn't know me well enough yet. So credit line is easy to do. But lowering the price where he's going to take a loss, or not at least minimize the gain, that he's not willing to do just yet. So that would be the nafkamina between these two different reasons. Okay. Gemara now says, Basura, Azla Arba Arba, Bikafri, Azli Shisa Shisa. So a certain item was going for four prezuz in Surah, but you get the same item in the Kafri in the villages for, you get six for the dollar. It'd be cheaper to get in Kafri. So Yav Rav Zuzi Lechamri. So Rav gave a Zuz to some Chamri, some travelers. They would go back and forth. They would be the import exporters. The Kibal Le'unsa De'orcha. And Rav took upon himself anything that would happen to it, any depreciation, any onus that would happen along the way, he took upon himself. The Shaka Minayu Chamisha. So he took only four. He took only five of them. So the question is, why Nishkal Shisa? He paid Azuz, so shouldn't he get the six, the amount that he was going for in Kafri? Take all six. Why is he only taking five? So the Gemara says, Adam Chashev Shiny, when it comes to Adam Chashev, it's different. Does Rashi explain why? Where did Rashi go? So look around. Rashi says, V'nishkal Shisa. Rashi says, Nishkal Shisa, came in the Makabal le onto the Orche, ein kan ribis, vafilo lo kiba le onto the Orche, katani hachamar malin, bamakma yukaber, kamakma azul. The Shaila is, it's an issue of ribis. Right now, he's in a place of surah where it's four. It's where you're going to get four for it. So now he gives some money to the agent. He's borrowing money now. He could use it. It returns back to him six back in surah. So now he's returning more than what he actually borrowed, even though he went to another place to get the six. But Lamais, when he returns it, he's in surah where it's worth more, six. You're getting six as opposed to the four you initially gave him. The $1, which you just get four, now he's getting six in return. That should be ribis. So the answer is, since he took upon the responsibility, Rab was saying it's not a loan. Anything that happens to the money I'm taking, it's on me. It's not you. So it's viewed not as a loan. It's really viewed as my shliach. Therefore, this is all permitted, not an iser ribis. So if it's not an iser ribis, why doesn't he collect all six? Why does he only take five back and let the donkey rider keep one of them? Adam Chashev Shiny, which Rashi doesn't explain here, but the idea is because since the Adam Chashev, he has to stay far away from ribis, extra careful. So he's not taking the full amount of what appears to ribis. He's only taking half the amount of what would seem to be looking like ribis, and just to be extra careful. So now the Gemara asks, "By minei Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Yochanan, ma'u lasos bigutos came." Does the same halacha apply to, what do they say, like scraps of metal and stuff, pieces of shards of metal? So could you say the same thing, sending a person away that it's, you know, expensive here, but you're sending to get cheaper metal elsewhere, and he brings it back to where I am now. Now I give him a dollar, but he's getting back more metal than it's really worth here. So is that going to be an issue of ribis as well? So Amar Le, Bikesh Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Lasos Kein. He wanted to do this B'Kli Pishtan, with some type of clothing. They didn't allow him to do this. And Lo Hinicha Rabbi. Rabbi didn't let him do this. Ikadami, others say, Bikesh Rabbi Lasos B'Kutraos Kein, V'Lo Hinicha Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. So some didn't allow them to do this. So what's the Shaila here? So look at Rashi. Rashi says the last four narrow lines, K'mau Lasos B'Kutraos Kein, Bishar Pragmatia, Kigon Shivrei Zav, Kesev, broken pieces of gold and silver, Vishar Minim Metechos, other metals. Miyar Minim, do we say, Tevua, Dimidi de Shriachu, Dalsli Valsi Kol Shaita Amina Nichalu de Megali Tara, Inami de Mosi Gavayo? Do we say, by Tevua, there's so much Tevua to go around, it's so Shriach, it's so common. Aval Shar Pragmatia, other types of merchandise, Leka Gile Tara, Velo Alsli Gavayo. He's not willing, I guess, to offer the credit line and not cheapen the price. The Misha Machalo Achshav Lo Yimcha Lo Lamacher. One who sells it today won't necessarily be able to sell it tomorrow. Pragmatia Shalaka Chayom Eino Lokeach Lamacher. He's not willing to play with the prices and stuff because you never know when the merchandise will be available. So that's part of the Shaila. Is it only this whole halacha of, again, the merchant willing to lower the price or offer the credit line only applied to something that's so available? Or is he even able to say this by all types of merchandise as well? That's the Shaila, to which the Gemara concludes it only applies to something like Tevua that's always available as opposed to other types of merchandise, which is not. Okay. Gemara now says Pardesa, a certain orchard, Rab Aser Vishmuel Shari. What's the case here? So Rashi says four medium wide lines down. Pardesa Liknos Yayin Minakarim. You have a vineyard. You want to buy some wine from it, Bidam and Pchusim, for a cheaper price. Go pay Rashana Zubakach Vakach. If it's bought, you buy the grapes in this year, it's a certain price. And he buys them after it got to Boser, like the first initial stages of the grape, where it's starting to develop, but it's not where it's fully ripe yet. It hasn't gotten to the best level of ripening yet. So what's the halacha now? He wants to buy them for very little. So the Gemara says, Rav Aser, why is Rav Aser this? Rashi explains, Rav Aser, Dimishum Hakdamas Maus Lizman Habatsir, Kimozo Gave Vahavi Agar Naturlai. So you want to pay the cheap price now, but you only want to collect it when they're more valuable later on. So in essence, what's going on is I'm giving the guy a loan, and he's returning the merchandise a year later when they're more valuable. So that's, he's returning more than what I borrowed, or rather returning more than what I lent him. But then Shmuel says it's permitted. He doesn't view this as being a loan. Why not? So the Gemara explains. Rav Asar, Kevin de la Kame Shavye Tve, Mischaze ki agar natalei. Since he's offering him grapes which are more than what he initially paid for, it appears like you're paying for the loan. But Shmuel Shari came and have a beitiu alo mechze ki agar natalei. He said, since something bad could happen to it, sometimes it could get ruined. You're not guaranteed that the grapes are going to be great. There's some risk involved here. So So it's not viewed as a loan. So therefore, it's not going to be an issue of ribis and is therefore permitted. Since it's, again, since there's a certain risk involved, you're not guaranteed to have the money back, and at a more higher value, it's permitted according to Shmuel. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Simi Bar Chiya Modi Rav Bitori Dinafish Psidayu. Rav would agree it's permitted in a situation where you're having oxen plowing through the fields and going through the vineyards, since there's so likely to have damage there, since the risk is so high, then even Rav will agree you could pay now for the lower price, even though in the end you might get a higher price. It's also very likely in the end you might get nothing, because things might get damaged. That's not considered an issue of ribis. Okay, we're still good. Amalu Shmuel Hanu Deshavi Shivshi. Shmuel said to those people who are doing Shavish Shivsha, what's Shavish Shivsha? So says Rashi, this is six medium wire lines up. Bali Batim Hamalvin Tvua Larisim. The Baal Batim, the owner of the farm, would be lending out some grains to the sharecroppers, Lizera, to plant. And after he lends them, so then after everything's done, the Arisim will return back to the Baal Batim, nice grain Chadasha. So he would, Shmuel said to these individuals, Hafucha Be'ara, you should somehow be mahapich in the ground, be involved in some of the work in the ground, Kiheicha Dekani Lechu Gufa Da'ara, in order for you to own some of the property, Vilo, if not, Hava Lechu Kalva of Aser, then it's going to be viewed as Aser. So I mean, if you just give the sharecropper all rights to the farm, so you're lending out, you're giving them the farm, they have everything that grows is theirs, and now you lend them some seeds, and they return back to Tevuah Chadasha, they're returning more than what they borrowed from you. So in order to avoid this, don't view this as a halva. If you somehow work the land with them as the balabas, so then you're considered not as a lender, but you're actually using your own zera. It's not a borrowing. You're putting zera to them to plant, and you're planting with them, and therefore it's not a halva. And then when you're getting the Tevuah Chadasha at the end, it's really your Tevuah Chadasha you're getting. It's your effort that you put in, not what they are, or what they own, and what they're returning back to you. That's how to avoid the ribis in this scenario.
Whose field is it?
It's the balabas' field. But he's giving out to the sharecroppers to use for the year. So if I, you know, they're renting space, let's say. So now it's all theirs.
So
he's
doing a Kenyan in his own.
The balabas, I think. Now he's in the owner of the field is doing the involved in the property.
So how is it's already his field? What's he being? What's he being kone? What's he?
Because if they're working the field, so if they're working the field, that means anything that grows is really theirs. Not he that has no ownership on it. But if he says, I'll be involved in the process as well, so I'll have some level of kinyan to it as well, when we get to return the Tevuah Chadasha in the end, it's his Tevuah Chadasha that he's getting, not what they're actually returning to. Now, is that, you understand differently?
What he's getting back is the product that he's getting back is better than what he gave
him. Yeah, because he gave kernels of wheat, and now he's getting actual fully grown. He leased it out. No, he leased out to them. He leased out the field, and for you to use, any profit is yours. But you know what? I'm going to lend you some zera. I know which seeds grow nice. They use these seeds and pay you back at the end. So at the end, they give him Tevuah Chadasha. That's going to be ribis. So in order to get around that, they want to give him Tevuah Chadasha. They want to return back. So just do some mice in the karka a little bit, and it'll be viewed as yours as opposed to a return of ribis. Okay. Is it understood differently that way? Is that, you guys got it? No? Okay. Fine. Gemara says further now. Amar lahu Rav lehanu dimintari bagi. Rav said to those people who are watching over various. Rashi says kamos ad haktir. They watch over the grains that would grow until it's time for harvest. So those people who would be shomer the fields, he says poki hafuche bebedari. Go out and turn over when you're in the threshing field. Be involved in the process somewhat. Why? Keicha delo tishalim schiris didchu ad ha'i shaita. The schiris ainu mishalames. You should be involved in this. Why? So in order that it shouldn't be viewed as schiris at all. You're just renting out to them because schiris is only paid at the end. So what's the challenge here? So look at Rashi says. Rashi says we are last three medium wide lines down. He says, when you're threshing, which means you're stepping on all the different kernels and you're breaking the seeds out of the shells, you should get involved with them, b'holach, by walking v'ahava, see a port, to go back and forth and step on some of these kernels. L'fisha b'shvil sh'atem mamtinim scharchem ad gemar meruach hagorin. Since you're holding back the, you know, you're paying them to do this. Since you're holding back the schar until everything's done, meruach hagorin means once you bring all the kernels inside and you flatten out the heaves of tevua, heim nosin lachem matana yoser al scharchem. So they're giving to you a gift more than what you owe them in the rent. The fikach siya osam kidei shetei pulaschem moshechas ad kalasagaren. So help them out in order that your involvement is going to be extended until the end of the process. V'schiris eino meshalemes elav v'sof v'ein kan hamtana v'im yosifu lachem ein zeschar hamtana scharchem ela ozli muzli legavaycha. What's going on here is that you owe money to them. Right, you owe money, it's schiris, you owe. So you're, in essence, you owe them a loan. Now, if in the end of the day you pay them more, you're giving them a little extra bonus, let's say, so now that's ribis, because now I owe them money. So once the process is done, so then now it's viewed as a halva, a chov that I owe them. Now, if I give them a nice bonus at the end, that bonus is going to be viewed as ribis. So what I should do is I should be involved in the process the whole long, the whole way, extend the process until the end. And in the end of the day, what's going to go on here is it's not going to be viewed as ribis, rather it's going to be viewed as, since I helped them out a little bit, since I was involved in the process, that was a way of cheapening the price.
Okay, because it's the same as before with the sharecropper. And be involved in order to avoid getting more than you were entitled to.
I'm not sure the same case. I don't think it's an issue of I'm getting my tefuah chadasha back. I think since I'm involved in the process, I think it's like a bonus that I'm getting. Let's look at Rashi one more time.
The watchers have waged for the field and paying for the zera. I'm still confused about that.
It says here the bonus is to the watchman.
Right, so they're getting the bonus. The question is, how is my involvement as the Baal HaBayis here able to allow me to pay them a bonus? Right, I think the idea, right, that's the idea that since I was helping them out, they're not paying ribis. A second here.
Well, I think it's saying that the owner should go, I mean the
watch people
should continue working until
they're delaying this.
The watch people should be doing. They should continue, they shouldn't only watch, they should also be involved in the process of these. They should be the ones being involved in the threshing field and stepping in those kernels. Because they're not owed the money until the job is done. So they extend their job. Skiris isn't owned to them just yet. So now they're getting paid for the additional efforts that they put in, not as a bonus, but really for the additional malachos that they were doing. And therefore, it's not viewed as a chov, as a halva plus service. Okay, very good.
The previous case
was that no. Then since I was involved as a Baal HaBayis, and since I owned the land, they weren't paying me back ribis. It was my tefuah chadasha that I was getting. Different people.
No, originally the seeds were provided by the Baal HaBayis. So he's getting back tefuah.
But he's paying for the seeds and they're paying for the schiris of the land.
Not paying for the... He paid for schiris, he leased the land out. That's fine. So I lend them now zera.
The thing was zera.
Yeah. So he returned back tefuah chadasha. Now that's more than what I gave him initially. That's ribis. So if the Baal HaBayis could be involved in the process, so it's not viewed as a halva anymore. It's viewed as his tefuah that he actually wrote.
Okay.
I just went to I once had a shiloh here. I once went to the barber and I didn't have money on me. So I said, let me go take out money. So I went to the bank. The question is, now it's a chov, it's a halva. Am I allowed to pay, give a tip to them? Is that considered ribis? Is that considered an addition to what was going on here? Same idea here. If you, you took out you owe the schiris to the workers here, and now you give them a nice little bonus, that's going to be viewed as a ribis. So the answer I was given, I was told it wasn't considered ribis, because the tips, that's part of it. It's part of, even though they don't charge you the extra dollar or two, it's understood. So it's not viewed as a bonus. Okay, Gemara now says in the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, Amru Lei Rabbanan L'Rava. Rabbanan said to Rava, Ka'achli Ma Ribis. So you're eating ribis, why? D'chuli Alma Shakli Arba U'masalka La'arisa B'nisan. But Mar is not their Lehu Ad Iyar B'shakla Shisa. Everybody else takes four, and then the sharecropper is off the land Benisan. But you wait until Iyar, and you take a total of six. So that's what's going on here. Look at Rashi. Rashi says two wide lines down. Kuli Alma. Hachochrim sadosem la'arisim. A person who leases out his property to a sharecropper. Shakli arba korin b'chachkir sasadeh. What's the collection he takes? He takes four amounts of kur as the payment to leasing out the land. And then at Nisan, then Masalke Larisa Benisan, says Rashi, Kofun Osam Liktor Tvaso Ulastalik Mimenu Benisan. So then they make them cut it down, and then they leave. But Mar Mishum Dinatale Ad Ir, says Rashi, Shakal Shisa, you take a total of six. Vukasaka Daitach Mishum Hamtanas Chichiras Kamosrile. So now what's going on here is, since you are now allowing the sharecroppers to hold on to their money for a longer time, till ER, so now they need to pay you more money, they have to pay you a total of six. So according to Rava is violating Ribbis, because you're giving them an extra month, a month to hold on to the food, that's and returning more, that's an Isser Ribbis. So Gemara says, Amar Lahu, Rava says to the Rabbanan, Asan Kavdisan Shlokadin. You are doing something incorrect, not me. Ara Laris Mishtabed. So the Ara is really rented out, leased out to the sharecropper. If you're the ones who are moving them in Nisan, mafsidilu bikama. So you're causing them to cause such a loss because they're not waiting till the end of the season. Rashi says, "Asun de avudi l'shlokadin shatem misalkin osam benisan v'adayin lo nismalis hatua." The kasher didn't grow to its full capacity. Umafsidin osa harbi. You're making them leave earlier. It's not getting to the full capacity. V'ara darisa mishtabed ashit dispashel hatua kol tarchel. You lease it out to them, not for a time, you lease it out until the tevuah, until the chefta is done. Hogach shlokadin hikviyasan. You're forcing them off the property. But according to me, ana nitirna lehu adiyar mervachna lehu bekama. I'm letting them stay on an extra month and letting it grow to its full capacity. I'm doing the matova. So since they're taking it for another month, and that month is so crucial, I am able to charge them the extra two kor. Okay, going to Amud Beis now. Okay, we are running out of time. So Gemara says, "Ayin Gimel Amud Beis." Now, Rav Meri Bar Racha Mishkan Lehahu Nachri Beisa. So Rav Meri Bar Racha, Rashi says, "Bas Shmuel Have V'Nish Beis." She was the daughter of Shmuel. She was taken in captivity. V'Nisa Nachri. She got married to a non-Jew. V'Nisgayer. That non-Jew became he converted. V'Shmei Iser Gira. His name was Iser Gira. V'Rav Meri Horasa Shlomo Kedusha. So she became pregnant when he wasn't converted yet, but Leidasa B'Kedusha. But already by the time she had given birth, her husband converted. Umachmas Kvodo Talu Al Shem Imo. Because of his Kavod, they were Tola based on his mother. Fine. So what's going on here is as follows. Rav Meri Barachel Mashkin Lehahi Nachri Besa. So Nachri, this her husband, gave her a Mashkon, gave her the house as a Mashkon. And I'm not sure if it actually, no, it could have been just a regular Nachri.
To Rav Mari. Not to her.
Rav Mari was the grandson of Shmuel. Fine, he was the son. Rav Meri Bas Rachel was the son also of that convert. We called him Rav Meri Bas Rachel just out of kavod. So Rav Meri was given a mashkin lahu nachri beis. A certain nachri gave a bias to Rav Meri. Hadar zvane l'Rava. Then what happened was the nachri sold it to Rava after giving it as a mashkin. So what happened was, Nata Tracer Yarcha Shata. So Rav Meri waited 12 months and Shaka Agra Besa, and then he collected the rent after a year. So why? So Rashi, so I guess the case was that Rav was living there, but this, even though he's living there, Rav Meri was had it as a mashkon. So Rashi says, Gemara says now, Amtu Leila Rava. So then what happened was he brought to Rav, I guess he was paying Rava then. He's paying Rava, so Rava owned it now. So now, since he was in this house, or Mary was living in the house as a mashkon, so he had to pay. He had to pay Rava, who is now the new owner. Now Amar Lei Hai Dilamti Lamar Agar Beis Ad Ha'ina Diskam Mishkan Asa Shasa. The reason why I didn't pay you up until now is because the stam mashkon is only for a year, and then the Lova cannot remove me from the property until at least a year goes by. So I was able to stay on this property for a full year because the Nachi gave it to me. So a Nachri couldn't remove me from the bais since he gave it to me for a mashkon. I have a full year to live here. Now he wants to say, now, Mar, please, since I've been here a year, now I want to, since the Nachri would have the right to remove me from the house, so now I want to pay you the money for living here. So says Ravatim, Amar lei, I have yadana dava mashkon le Mar, lo hava zavino le. Had I known it was your mashkon, I would never have bought it in the first place. Hashta kidineim avdina lecha. Let's now, since it was really owned by the Nachri initially, let's follow their halacha, which is what? Kol emas delav masalki bezuzei lo shakal agar besa. So long as he did not pay back the money for the house, so I'm not allowed to collect schar for this process. That's what, for living there. That's what they say. Since you as a mashkon, since you owned as a mashkon, and you were never paid off, you don't have to pay any schar for living here. So Ananami, so I too also, lo shakil na minach agarbesa ad misalka licha bezuze. I also won't collect rent from you until the Nachri pays you back the loan that he owes you, then takes the mashkin away. I won't collect any rent from you until you've gotten paid back your loan. So that's what happened. The 13 month after the mashkin, if he'd be living there, so then he wouldn't be able to stay there anymore. So then, seemingly, he would be allowed to. So then the Gemara says, "Amr le Rava mi Barnish le Rava Ashi Chazi ma Rabbanon de Kaachli Ribisa." So we see that the Rabbanon, various Tamidi Chachamim, were eating ribis. Why? The Yahiv Zuzay Achamr Betishrei Umeavchur le Beteves. So they would pay a certain zuz for wine in Tishrei. But then Rashi said, "Mevachei le b'teves no lin yain tov." They would wait till teves; the wine would be really good. Now, vi hava shakli le mitishrei demahavi machmets. If they had taken the wine in Tishrei, it would have spoiled by the time it got to teves. It was staying in their house. V'shakach the mishum dak deme malos b'tishrei. Since they had advanced the money in Tishrei, v'adayin lo yatsa hashar kibolav hamocher achrayos. So the prices didn't go out yet. So the mocher was took upon himself achrayos. So we see he paid a certain amount in Tishrei, but he got back a more valuable wine later in Teves. That's going to be a form of ribis. So Amar Leh, he says, Inu nami achamer koyav, achal lo koyav. So no, they also were giving money on the wine, but not on the vinegar, chalas vinegar. Rashi says, let's finish the line actually. Mikara dechamer chamer dechala chala haishaita hu dekim mafachre. So Rashi explains what's going on here. Mikara, Mishasha Laku, the beginning when they bought the wine in Tishrei, the Chamra Chamra, the Chala Chala. Kilkula Besochahu, Ela She'enu Nikar, V'yayin HaMakulka Lalaka Chimanu. Whatever was going to go bad as vinegar was already there. And we didn't know which one it was because it's too early to know, but it already was destined to become vinegar. So Kilkula Besochahu, the Kilku already was there, but it's not recognizable. And the Yayin Makulka, we didn't buy bad wine. So, no, we bought the wine now. We didn't see which is wine, which is vinegar to Teves, but right now we bought the wine. We're not getting a more valuable one. We just left it in their property to see how things were going to ferment properly or not. And therefore the sale was a good sale in Tishrei already and not now. So then the Gemara says, Ravina hava yahav zuzei livnei akra dishanvasa. He had given money to vnei akra dishanvasa, which Rashi says is shanvasa shem hanar, a name of a river. Akra is kuntria. What's that?
Country,
yeah? Okay.
I don't know. Making
hope. Yoshrim al Svasa Osanar. They would be sitting on the banks of the river. The Yav Lehu Ravina Zuze Lefnei HaBetzir Laseis Lo HaYayin Beis HaBetzir Kishas HaYotze. So they pay wine now in the beginning of the year in order to collect wine when it's the proper time. So they're paying money in advance to get a higher, better product in the end of the day. So the Gemara says again, Ravina Hava Yav Zuze Lefnei Akra Dishanvasa. He'd give money, advance the money to them. Vishav Chile Tve Kofyusa. And Shafri Kovisa Midaitam Shloba Tanai. He had what? What he had done there?
Yeah, they used it to give him a container for more than he paid for.
Ah, so they gave him more than what he actually paid for. Okay. So also the comments, he advanced the money to them, but they ended up paying him more back, more than what he actually paid for. That's ribis. So also the comment, the Ravashi, Amarle Maishari, is this permitted? Amarle, and it is. They weren't a makwi. They gave a bunch of buckets of grapes, whatnot. And they're mochel. That's not considered ribis. That wasn't a form of payment. Amalei ha'ara lavdi dehu. This is not their property. Says Rashi. It's there. Those are the ashirim. And these people who are working the field doesn't have the right. They don't have the right to pay it, to give extra money. It's like the cash register who gives you extra change. He doesn't have the right. It's not your store. So amalei ara the taska mishabde. The land is mishuba to whoever pays taska, which are taxes. Umalka and taxes to Umak Amar, the king says, Man diyav taska lechul ari. Whoever pays the taxes is the one who gets to eat from the land and has full rights. So since these individuals who are working on the land, they were the one paying taxes, they have the rights to be mochel on the grapes if they want. So we see that there's another heter of ribis would be if you mochel a person, you have to figure out when it's considered mochel, when it's considered payment. But if there's such a situation where we can ascertain that's mechila, mechila is permitted. Okay, then the Gemara says, Amar le rapapa le rava, chazi mar hani rabbanan, So a certain time, Tamidei Chachamim were paying money. Akarga, Rashi says, we see this many places in Shas, it's each person had an obligation to pay money. It was the income tax, not really income tax. It's really a tax just, I don't know what the equivalent would be nowadays, but it's not for income. It's just each person has to pay a certain tax for just living in the country. So they all pay the same amount. So now the Rabbanu would pay on behalf of other people, that when you pay someone else the taxes, you actually get to keep them as an eved now. So he says to Rava, see what these Rabbanan are doing. They're taking everybody in as of other. So he says back to him, Amr Lei Hashta Ika Shiva Lami Lahu Hamilsa. So now, had you died, I wouldn't have said a thing to you. I mean, I never would have told you what I'm about to tell you. Now, it's a good thing you asked me this question, Rava says, because now I want to tell you something. Ha milsa hachi amir Roshesha. Roshesha says, mu hurkayu dehani betalvsa de malka manach. U malka amar mandila yav karga the shabe lamandi yav karga. So Roshesha says, this is a rule that the malka says, that he has a certain edict that anybody who pays for someone else gets to become an Eved. And Rashi said, because Dina de Malchus Adina. They're not doing anything wrong. They're following Dina de Malchus Adina, which says someone else who pays for some other person's taxes gets to hold on to him as an Eved.
In other words, the Malchus is taking ownership of these people first.
And you're really buying it from the Malchus.
Buying it from
the right.
Malchus already has ownership.
They already own you. So says the Gemara for the now. Rav Suram Achu de Rava have a Takif Inisht Dilo Malu. What's going on here? So Rashi says here, firstly, Guharka is Egla Muchanes Limrekavis Adam. It's a wagon that's made for transporting people. Lashon Ashna is Raitugin. Okay. So what's going on here is Rav Suram Achua Derava Havatak Vinish Delo Malu. They would take people who were not really good people and bring them in, transport them in the Guharka of Rava. So he would take them away, it seems. So he said to him, Rava Shapir Ka'avdis, he's doing very well. The Tanina, the Brisa says, Ra'isa She'eno Noe Kishura, you see a person doing something that's inappropriate, Minayin Sheta Rasha Le'shtabit Bo, you could take him as a slave. Tamaloma, the Pasuk says, Li'ol Mehem Tavodu Uvachechem. This Pasuk says, you always have to enslave them. Right next to the Pasuk, the very next word says, Uvachechem, and your brothers also. Sometimes, even Achechem, you have to take as an Eved. Right, but it still makes a drasha. The fact that they're juxtaposed, that's a juxtaposition. We can make a drasha that sometimes achechem, usually achechem, we are not mishabed, but sometimes we say we are supposed to be mishabed them. So then one might say, yachal, afilu nog kishura. Maybe even a person who's not noe kishura, even a person who is proper, who acting properly, maybe even him you could be mishabed. Tamalomer, as you said, Yossi, the second half of the pasuk says, b'acheichem neisrael ish b'achiv, it says, lo sir debavtech, don't enslave him. So you shouldn't enslave a person in general, but if it's an individual who is lav kishura, then you could have the juxtaposition, li'ol mem tavodu uv'acheichem, and sometimes even your brethren, you could enslave as well. Should we try to make it to the top of the next page? Let's hold off. Let's make it catch a barcode. We'll stop here. Okay. Have a wonderful day.